2,000 years ago, God came into the world as a child. I've always believed the reason he came as a baby is to show us as best as he could that he's not offended by our weakness and that he was willing to wrap himself in all of our struggles and all of our failures and all of our trials. He walked for 33 years among us, sinless. He did no wrong. He pleased his Father, God in heaven. And then at the appointed time, he was betrayed by the very people he loved and created. But it was foreordained that he should be, because there was no other way we could be saved. He was mocked. He was beaten. He was spit on. They ripped his beard out of his face. And he could have slain the whole lot of them with a spoken word. He had all authority and all power was in his hand. But he chose to let himself go through this in unspeakable pain. And he went to a cross, which is two pieces of wood nailed together in the form of a T. And they nailed him through his wrists and through his feet and hung him there to die. And he did it because we had no way to save ourselves. We had no way out of a condition the Bible calls sin, which separates us forever from God. The Bible says that God so loved the world. That's you. You can put your name in there. God so loved, whatever your name is tonight, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. That means die, an eternal death, separated forever from God, but have everlasting life. That means to be born again by the Spirit of God. It means to be forgiven the wrong that we have done. It means to be brought back into right relationship with God and to have a hope and to have a future, not just here on the earth, but forever. And to be given the power to do things that we can't do in our own strength. To stand in our generation, as these precious young ladies have today, as a testimony to the reality of God. Could you go through what our sister has gone through and ever forgive? Or live a productive life? Or not go through all your life with a list of blames and hate? Could you do like Sarah has done and not live with guilt all your life? Only Jesus Christ can take these things out of a person's life and make us new. That's the promise that he gives to us. Praise God. But you see, he gives us a free choice. He doesn't create us as robots. He doesn't predetermine or dictate to us what we're going to be or what we're going to do. The one thing about humanity is that we've been created. The only thing in creation that can say no to God is you. The geese don't say no. They fly south in the wintertime. The sun doesn't say no. It comes up in the east every morning. Everything in nature works in a divine clockwork. Everything is appointed by God. The only thing that can say no is you, because you were created with a free will and in the image of God. But also it means that one of the few things that can say yes to God is you as well. To come to the point of saying, God, my arguments against you are gone. I'm just going to open my heart tonight, and I'm going to just receive your offer of forgiveness. I'm going to believe that you can cleanse me from the filth in my life, the things that I've thought and done and spoken, the things that were done to me that have caused me to hate others, and the things that I've done that have caused me to hate myself. You can forgive all of it, and you can make it all new. That's why you went to a cross. You can give me a new song and a new heart. Our sister has a new heart. No matter what happened to her, it couldn't take the heart that God was willing to give her. And Sarah has a new song that can't be taken from her because God planted that song inside of her. No matter what life experience she's gone through, that song is not only renewed, it's deeper than it's ever been before. Isn't it wonderful what God can do? But there's a choice, isn't there? It's a choice. He won't force you. He's a total gentleman. In the last book in the Bible, there's a church called Laodicea that just forgot who he was, kind of drifted off into religiousness without relationship. And instead of demanding loyalty, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. A perfect gentleman all the time. And that's what he does to you tonight. He just stands at the door of your heart and knocks and says, do you believe that I can do this for you? Do you believe that I can save you? Do you believe that I can guarantee you a place in heaven when you die? Do you believe that I can transform your life and give you a reason to live? Do you believe that I can cause you to be able to forgive or do whatever needs to be done in your life? Do you believe I can give you a new song to sing? And you see, only you can answer that question. I can't answer it for you. You have to be able to say, yes, Lord, I believe it, God. In spite of me, in spite of where I am, you are God. And if you are extending your hand out to me and offering me forgiveness, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm going to extend my hand out to you and say, Lord, I receive your offer of forgiveness, of life, and of eternal life with you. There's really nothing more we can do tonight or say, because the decision now is yours as to what you do with what you've heard. But I tell you tonight, there is power in the name of Jesus. David the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In other words, I can't make you. I can't convince you fully until you taste the forgiveness of God for yourself. The new life that God offers, the power that he offers. I was exactly where you are one time in my life. I was 24 years old. I was a young cop. I heard the words that you're hearing, and I put up the best arguments I had. They weren't very intelligent, but they were the best I had up against what I was hearing. And then finally, after reading the Gospel of John, I just ran out of gas and had no more words to say and just prayed a simple prayer. And I said, God, if this is true, if I can be forgiven, and if you will give me a new life and change within me what I can't change, and if you will take me on a journey and make me into what only you could make me into, then, oh God, I open my heart to you. If this is true, if it's true. And he met me right at that if, changed my life, saved me, and made me into a different person. That's the gospel. That's the offer that God gives you, to you tonight. I know that if I die tonight, I'm going to heaven. I know that in my heart. I don't have to plea bargain with God. I'm right out of this body and right before the throne of God. That's the promise I have because of Christ. Tonight, will you let Jesus break the chains in your life? Will you let him give you a new heart? Will you let him give you a new mind? Will you let him save you from an eternity without God? And as horrific as that is, your natural mind can't even comprehend what it's like to be in a place where God is not. Can you let him save you? Will you let him save you tonight? Will you open your heart and let him come in to be your Lord and Savior? You don't have to understand it all. You don't have to know all the verses of the Bible. You don't have to get all your ducks lined up in a row. You don't even have to get your behavior right. You just come as you are and say, I'm a mess. God, thank you. You came to save me. And I give my life to you tonight. I open my heart to you as my Savior. And I've always said in this church, Jesus Christ died considered naked in that generation, shamed, and he did it publicly, and he did it on a hill for you and for me. And we don't start this walk, and the least we can do is publicly give our lives to him. The least we can do. And so we're going to sing a simple song. There's power in the name of Jesus. You've had the witness tonight. You've had the testimonies. And we're going to stand in a moment as we begin to sing it. I'm going to ask you to get out of your seat if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. God's stretching his hand out to you. This is not a game. This is not a show. This is life and death. There's nothing more real in life than you'll ever hear than what you're hearing tonight. This is forever. This is the rest of your life. This is your hope. This is your future. This is your freedom. This is everything you've ever longed for, everything you've ever wanted. This will make this coming Christmas the best Christmas of your entire life. There'll never be another one like it in your life. I promise you, you'll sing and dance in the street. You'll shout and give God glory, because when his Holy Spirit touches you, there's nothing like this in the whole world. I'm going to ask where you are as we stand. Slip out of your seat in the balcony. Go to the either exit. Make your way down in the back of the sanctuary, come forward in the sanctuary. Just come forward. Slip out of your seat. Do it now. If you brought a friend, bring them with you. And come forward. We're going to pray a simple prayer that will give you an opportunity to open your heart, to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. Let's all stand now. And as we sing, just come. Just come. So good to see you making the best decision of your entire life tonight. Never be a greater decision you'll ever make. You're opening your heart to God and His love and His forgiveness. Jesus called it being born again by the Spirit of God. You've had a natural birth, He told one of the religious leaders, but now you need a spiritual birth. And that's what happens tonight. When you open your heart, God literally comes and takes up residence inside your life. He forgives you, and then He begins to change you from the inside out. That's how He works. Religion is you trying to change yourself from the outside in. It doesn't work. We can't do it. We're not good enough. Christianity is God changing you from the inside out. It's completely different. It's Him doing the work. He brings the cleansing. He's the soap that cleanses you up inside. He's the one, He's the power to... He promises a new mind, a new way of thinking, a new heart, like our sister shared tonight, a new heart, a heart to forgive, a heart to say life is worth living, a heart to say I've got a purpose in life. He promises a new heart and a new spirit, which means courage that you didn't have before, abilities that only God could give you. It's an amazing life to walk with God. It's an amazing life. And don't let it become anything less than amazing. It's amazing to walk with God. It's a wonderful life. No matter what you've done, Jesus Christ dying on the cross was enough to forgive you. So don't let the devil tell you did something you can't be forgiven for. That's a lie. That's a lie. If there's anything you could be forgiven for, He wouldn't have had to die for you. You see? That's why He died. Praise God. Whether you know it or not, you are an army that God is raising up. An army of ordinary people just going to other ordinary people saying, I got to tell you what God did for me. The message is not deep. It's simple. It always was. I got to tell you what God did for me. I was blind. Now I see. I was lame. Now I walk. I was confused. Now I think clearly. I was powerless. Now I'm changing. I was hateful and God's filling my heart with love. I was selfish. Now I'm becoming generous. Only by the power of God in my life. And it all begins with a simple prayer. Just a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I've sinned against You. And that means that I've done wrong. I've not lived the way You designed me to live. And I've not thought the way I should be thinking. I've not spoken what I should speak. I've sinned. It means I've done wrong against the Word of God. Against what You told me life should be. But You died so that I can be forgiven and that I shouldn't have to be separated from God. And Your prayer says, so I open my heart to You and I invite You to come into my life to save me and to be the God of my life. From this day forward, Lord Jesus, I will walk with You, but You've got to help me and teach me how. And that's all He requires of you. Just an honest heart. Just an honest heart. That's it. Just an honest heart. You don't have to light any candles. You don't have to pray any other things. You don't have to do anything. You just do any works. Just an honest heart. Can you pray that prayer with me tonight? And anybody that should be here, would you pray it too as well? You knew you should have come out of your seat, but you didn't tonight. But you can still pray the prayer because God still hears you where you are. Because it's really an issue of the heart. So let's all pray together tonight. Lord Jesus, forgive me for the way I have lived. I know I've done wrong, felt wrong, I've thought wrong. There's been a lot of things in my life that I've been powerless to change. But I thank You tonight that You have shown me that You love me and You came to get me. To bring me home with You forever. You died in my place. You paid the price so that I can be forgiven. So tonight, I open my heart to you, Jesus. I'm sincere about this. I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. From this day forward, as you guide me, I will walk with you. Help me to live the way you want me to live. By your power, not by mine. Give me a willing heart to be taught by you and to follow you. Help me not to be condemned when I fail, but to trust in your mercy all the days of my life. Help me to tell somebody else about what you've done in my life this very night. Let me not keep it to myself. Jesus Christ, I want you to know tonight that I love you and I thank you for loving me. From this day forward, I believe that I am your child. Heaven is my home. And you will walk with me. Help me and teach me all the days of my life. From this day forward, I'm a new creation. The old things in my life have lost their power. And I'm a new person in God. I thank you for this with all my heart. In Jesus' name.